This is a sample mum reading chart for Mothercraft, and I just want to state upfront and honestly that using my chart for this sample reading would have been unfair to me and to you as the listener, because I'm so familiar with my own chart that I would have been analysing it from a level that I wouldn't be able to do with someone's birth data and someone who I don't know, which would be you. So this sample reading is actually using a chart that, strangely, I don't know as well as I potentially should. This is actually my husband. And so he is the father of my twins, and he is also a father to two other children. So this design has four children to it. And that doesn't matter per se, but it just goes to show that these mum readings are actually just parent readings. And it doesn't fully matter whether I'm looking at mum, dad, or significant caregiver. I felt shame when I decided to record this reading because I don't know this chart as well. But let's just examine what I have said is the key here. And so we're looking at defined centers, undefined centers, aura type, and then profile. And so let's start with the aura type. This design is of a pure generator. And what that means is they are a generator through and through. There is no additional elements of complexity. They're not a manifesting generator. They are here to be a generator to respond to life. And that humming, buzzing resonance to everything around them is the response vehicle. And what does that mean? Well, it basically means that generators are here not to fork off paths unknown and randomly go places. They're here to take the next right step. They're here to be led by the things that are immediately in front of them to do the immediate next thing. And it's so responsive that it is very much a movement from the body more than it is a mental thought process, certainly not a thought of, yes, I want to do that. Those are usually distractions. And sometimes there's a vocal element to it. So when someone says, do you want to go here? The body kind of goes, I want to do that. And so this design, a generator, any generator that you're talking about, is always designed to be responsive, moving towards the thing and moving away from the thing. And this is so interesting when you think about parenting, because we tend to, as mothers, believe that our supposed relationship should always be towards the family, towards the children, towards the being with. And I really want every generator mother to know everywhere that there is also a very legitimate away from move that happens in our system. And it is only ever to do with our energy capacity and what we have left at any given moment to continue being in the role that we're trying to be in. So with this design, there is a strong generator energy. That generator sacral center that makes this a generator is the red square in the belly area. And that is defined in one way in this chart, and that is through the 952. And that takes it into a root generator center connection. And that also links up through the 5432 to the spleen. And the spleen center is the center of feeling good in your body, safe in your body, anchored. It's the center of fear and safety. And the root center is a center of pressure. And all of these centers are defined, which means that this person has an incredibly specific and unique and individual and constant way of dealing with the world as they see it, from how to respond to it. And every one of their responses is going to be flavored through the capacity to take the time with it. That time is the 952. And the capacity to be in the right role relationship in it. The 5432 is all to do with a personnel manager. They want to be in the right place doing the right thing. And what I love about this as a parent is there is that impulse to energetically give towards being diligently detailed to being with your child and playing the role that you're here to play. That's what this generator definition is all about. And so the energy question that is being asked of this particular generator all the time is, do you have the energy to give the role that you're being asked to play the attention and the detail that it deserves? And that is what this generator center is responding towards or away from. Yes, I do have the energy. I am moving towards being able to play that role right now. Or, I need to pull away. I don't have the energy to play that role right now. And this is the world's most useful information for parents, because as generator parents, we think that our away sense means that we have to move away from the children. And usually what it means is, I don't have the energy from my sacral center to do the specific thing that I think I'm being asked to do, play that role. And so there is sometimes no choice for generators. You have this away sense from your children, and yet you have to be present. You have to give the attention. And that's the way through some of this complexity. My towardsness can be gained and achieved back if I redefine the role that I am here to play. And just to share you a little piece of information as to why this is relevant for my husband. So my husband likes to be the father, the one that throws him up in the air, the energy person. His capacity for parenting changed when I gave him the permission to play different roles with the kids. So yes, the energetic go-getter dad, but also just be there in the pen. Just be with them in their playpen. Just be a piece of furniture. And once he had the permission to play different roles, his sacral center responded differently to what he was about to do. And this is so fundamental to knowing who we are as people. That's not just for his parenting. That's a universal thing for his energetic capacity. But when it comes to being with children, we often feel this sense of guilt when we aren't having, as generators, a towards experience. And that's the key to understanding ourselves. It's about changing what we're moving towards. So we still get to be with, but we just get to be with in a way that our body feels resonant with instead of not. And so moving on in this design, the other elements of definition are all the way up with the throat and the ajna. So the ajna is like the mind, and the throat is a center of expression and movement. And so this person also has a very specific but very separate way of thinking, conceptualizing, and expressing. And this is all through ideas, great ideas, it's all the time. But this isn't entirely tied back to that generator sacral energy and the response. It's there and it does really influence. But the way this design really works is, yes, I have the energy to give to that thing. This is the role I can play. And here's a million and one ideas in order as to how to do it. Or when this generator is moving away from something, they will have absolutely no ideas or inspiration about how to be with it. It just isn't there. So what their sacral center says is, yes, I've got the energy and the ideas to play this role right now. When the movement away happens, the key is to either change the role or give them the ideas to support them with what they're trying to move towards. And that's a really useful thing to then move on to the openness. So everything white in a chart, and there's a lot more white than there is colored in almost every chart. Everything white is a place of undefined energy or open energy. The distinctions don't make a lot of difference, but it is all to do with how you are influenced by, conditioned by, and basically colored in by the world around you. And usually our children do this for us. So let's talk about how this design will be influenced. The biggest area that is going to be influenced in this design is the little triangle on the right-hand side as you look at the body graph, and that's the solar plexus center. It is undefined. And that means that any emotionality in the environment is something that this chart will pick up and believe it's theirs unless they can put it down. So the tendency with people who have undefined emotional centers as parents is that there is some way that they become emotional with their children. Either their children are emotionally defined or they make a connection with them. So there is an emotional center present. And it can just make parenting very emotive, and it can make it feel like it's not dependent. The mood in the room is not dependent on what should be happening, but it's dependent on something else entirely. Like your child wakes up in a low space, or you just feel off some days. The key to this design and being open emotionally is that the emotional regulation that you need sometimes isn't a big breathing exercise and sitting with your kids and trying to feel it through. It's walking away. And this is another big permission slip to parents. You get to walk away. It takes a few minutes. And you will need some support with that if your infant is too young to be left. But having those spaces, having the 3 minutes going to the toilet, having that emotional clearance capacity, which isn't doing anything, it's just leaving the space where the emotion was present, is fundamental to sanity, actually, and to retaining the capacity to continue to give energy. Emotional content will really drain this energy. And the other really important element of parenting for this chart is an open ego center. That's the little triangle that's kind of where the heart would be in a person. That ego center is to do with willpower, self-esteem, feeling good about oneself, and also competition. And it's interesting because in parenting, it tends to be that the competition can happen a little bit with your children when they're infants, but not so much. That's when they get older, it kind of can become a battle of wills. So there's this experience of, my toddler wins. They're not actually competing with you. They're just doing toddler, and you're the one that imagines it's a competition because you have this open ego, which basically says, I don't know that I feel good enough in and of myself. I need to make everything a battle to prove it. I mean, even if you prove it every time, you're winning against a toddler at that point. And in infant parenting, it tends to be this constant comparison. Like, how am I doing? How is my child doing on the milestones? How are they doing compared with if there's older siblings? Like, where do they fit? It's this kind of sense that the current thing isn't ever enoughness. It is just a constant reality of comparing and trying to gauge self by gauging other. That's what the open ego does. And also, people with undefined ego centers tend to have what we call no willpower. And willpower in this sense is an ability to stick to something like a commitment once you've said you're going to do it. And oftentimes this is accompanied by quite a lot of a shame spiral on behalf of people with an open ego. It's this sense that they make commitments that they aren't able to keep. And when it comes to parenting, this will show up more in your relationship with your other parent, your co-parent, more than it will with your child. It will be a sense of you can't stick to a schedule that you've created, or if you're the one that has to do getting all the clothes ready for the next day's activity, it's always better for someone with an open ego to do it the night before. So it's kind of a no-brainer. They need to game the system so that anything that requires extra effort is already done beforehand. And that's a useful thing to know as a parenting partner. So it's something that you need help with, being able to stick to the commitments that you've made. And then the final open center that's really important here is going to be the G center. So that's the center diamond, and that is the center of direction and love. And it's important to touch on this one only because these people are great parents and great friends, because they can truly become the mimic entirely of the child. And so what people with open G centers can do is fit into every environment. And so these are the parents that really seem like they're molding into children when they do play with, especially toddlers, especially the kind of children that are growing up a little bit and have their own way of being. These are the type of people who can parent in a way that really is on the child's level. And it makes it super interesting to have two different parents, one with a defined G center and one without, because you can really see the difference if that's part of the relationship that you have, because it really makes sense who should do which role in that sense. And especially with this design, where they're all concerned about what role they should be playing, it's very interesting to also tie in here this open G center, which very much molds to the direction that the children want to go in. And whilst this direction is part of this generator chart, it's very easy to see that this generator isn't wedded to a specific direction. They don't have a direction they are going in. So their response really is, as I said earlier, just the very next right step. And that can be in any direction, towards anything, and very much emulating childishness through their entire being as they do so. Worth mentioning the top center, just because you'll think about it if I don't. It's the head center. It's all about inspiration. And as I mentioned before, this chart's all to do with ideas. So they're inspired by anything. They'll see an Instagram video. They'll research something in PubMed. They will look at, you know, an ant walking along the floor, or even the child themselves. And they will be inspired to do all of the ideas that they come up with from any source of inspiration. And that's what this open head really gives this person as a parent. Relevant, just finally, to mention this profile. So profile is read from the top two planets on both sides. The sun and the earth on both sides is where we read the profile from. And we read it kind of backwards if you're looking at the actual chart, but it's a 6-2. This chart is a 6-2. And that means that they are here to be a role model, and they're also here to be a hermit. The role model one is interesting because they're here to be so heroic to their children. They're looked up to. And that's always going to be part of them, even when they're, you know, just, you know, being a normal person. It's just that they have this role model energy, and children pick that up even more than adults do. The interesting one for parenting, though, and the one to watch is this second line. This is very much a hermit that is a natural, that does what it does. And in a sense, I don't like giving second line readings, because I'm trying to codify something that to them should feel such an emanation of their character from underneath. And it's worth bearing in mind that the children will, as this design evolves through the life cycle of the growing child, they will appoint roles to this person to play because they see it in them and they want them to perform and be the character that's emulating something that they want them to do. So this is the classic parent that can read all the characters in the book. And, you know, when the child gets older, the children appoint them the nurse or the patient or whatever it is in whatever game they're playing. This is very much it's interesting because the 6-2s have this capacity to be a role model, but also to be very of the people. And they don't really know what they do. They have no idea that they're supposed to be a role model in anything. And because this chart is so concerned with roles and with this open identity center, the G center, it's kind of like role play is one of the key ways that this parent can be with the children that they have. And it's such an embodied way to be for them because, just a side note, this is on the left angle cross of education. You don't really need to know where that comes from, but what is relevant is that we all come in with roles to play and ways we do that. And the way this specific chart does that is through education. But that's not intellectual education. That's an education of ideas, of embodiment, of playing roles, of being a natural. And all of that's very highfalutin and can be put into an academic career or whatever. But when we're just talking about parenting, that's how they lead from an example perspective. They're really able to be immersed in everything that their child is doing, really on the ground floor with them, just playing with them in a way that's actually educational in the end. And it's such a beautiful, every chart that I ever read, I always end up by recognizing the specific beauty that each chart has to do whatever it's trying to do. And when it comes to parenting, there's no right or wrong. There's no easy or hard. It's all just challenging sometimes, and it's all fun sometimes. But one of the most interesting parts of this specific chart is that it is one that comes alive with other people. It's one that where a lot of the important gates and a lot of the important parts of it are actually in undefined centers, which means that when this person is being with other people, they become more of themselves. And I always love to see that, especially in parents' charts, because it does suggest that they become more of themselves when they are playing the roles of being the present part of a child's life. And it's obviously, you all know as I read this that this is my husband, and I hope you've understood as I've gone through this the joy that it can be to really learn about yourself, or in this case, my partner, because I'd never really done this before. And actually seeing this, it makes a lot of sense as to where he's had such success in parenting and where he struggled. So I hope that that gives you a bit of inspiration. And if you end up ordering your own, please do give me a bit of context, which I ask for in the questionnaire, that you fill in with your birth details, because that will enable me to do such a deeper job of really personalizing this to you, especially if you're having struggles, especially if you need, like this chart, to have the permission to behave in a certain way. I don't ever do that erroneously. It's not lightly done. It's very much read from what your signature is able to do and where it truly thrives and where you can thrive as a parent with however many children you have and in whatever ages and stages they might be in.